With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Colombia agrees to accept deported illegal immigrants after a tariff clash with President Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
When the Colombian government refused to accept military flights carrying detained migrants from the U.S. over the weekend, the president retaliated. He announced an immediate 25% tariff, a travel ban, and visa restrictions. Colombia's president resisted at first, but late Sunday night, the White House said Colombia had agreed to all of President Trump's terms, including the acceptance of deported migrants arriving on U.S. military aircraft. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's border czars promising that illegal immigration raids will expand. Tom Holman told ABC's This Week that ICE raids will soon go beyond illegal immigrants convicted of crimes, and he also confirmed that immigration authorities would not hesitate to go into schools, churches, and hospitals, locations that agents were not allowed to enter under the Biden and Obama administrations. Obama put that in place. Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans were surprised by Biden's pardoning of his family before leaving office.
Pardoning his family for more than a decade of whatever activity, any nonviolent offenses, it was breathtaking to us. I don't think anything like that's ever been anticipated. And by the way, go look at the tape. 4 years ago, when it was just implied that President Trump might do something similar, they were apoplectic. Joe Biden himself, Adam Schiff, Chuck Schumer.
IRS will start accepting and processing 2024 income tax returns today. The official deadline to file is still April 15th. The agency did note that people and businesses affected by the wildfires in Southern California now have until October 15th to file. California also aligned the state tax deadline with the IRS. This is SRN News. Young people want restrictions on abortion. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Democrats predict that America will become more liberal on the issue as millennials and Generation Z begin to take power, but a new poll suggests otherwise. The numbers come from a YouGov Survey USA study, and they reveal that nearly 70% of 20 and 30-somethings favor limitations on abortion. Only 9% say the procedure should be completely unfettered. Meanwhile, other polls indicate that people become gradually more pro-life as they age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in several states that now ban abortion at all stages of the pregnancy are considering further restrictions. In Oklahoma, a GOP representative has introduced a bill that would allow women who obtain abortions to be charged with murder. A similar measure was introduced in South Carolina in 2023, but failed. This is SRN News. President Trump says coal is the answer to AI power needs. Ron Taylor has more.
President Trump's return to office could bring some temporary relief to the beleaguered U.S. coal industry. The president suggested coal can be counted on to help meet surging electricity demand to power manufacturing and the massive data centers needed for artificial intelligence. The country has vast reserves of coal, much of it belonging to the federal government and extracted at vast mines in Wyoming and Montana. Even so, coal has been losing ground to cheaper natural gas and renewable energy for years. Analysts say power demand and less environmental regulation under Trump could help delay some coal plant retirements. Ron Taylor reporting.
Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer will pay almost $60 million to settle charges of paying kickbacks to doctors who prescribed their drugs. Friday, the Justice Department announced a scheme involved improper gifts to encourage doctors to prescribe a migraine medication. More details at SRNnews.com.